Tubridy on 2FM. Text 51552.
Julian is here. Our panpiper from Moldova has joined us live in studio. We put out an appeal because the panpipes intrigue me for all the wrong reasons. And they're an instrument that a lot of people associate with, you know, as I say, elevators, restaurants and places that you mightn't particularly want to be. So it gets a bad rap, you know. Why do people give out about the panpipes, do you think, Julian?
I don't know, because I'm trying to develop this instrument in classical music, so I want to prove that this instrument is also good, like violin, you know, like fortepiano or clarinet. Yeah. So you can put this instrument on the same pedestal.
Well, give us a classical blast there.
I could play, I don't know, from Bach if you want.
Bach, lovely.
A little piece of scherzo, yeah?
Yeah, if you know. Yeah, please. I love that. And you're right at the other end of the scale there, so it's quite intense and quite a high pitched, which is good stuff. You're doing a master's in panpipes.
Yeah, a DIT.
In DIT.
Yep.
Who's teaching you?
In fact, there is no any panpipes teacher in Ireland, but I have a very good, and I thank him. He's a flute teacher.
Yeah.
His name is Kieran O'Connell, and I'm very grateful to make my studies in his class.
Do you know much about where the panpipes come from? What country were they in origin?
Well, it's a little bit. It's a long story. So it's a very old instrument, and it's you can have it in many countries, even in South America and Bolivia. But there's different kind of that instrument. This is a European one.
It's Europe. Oh, what is it? This one, you've handed me one here, which is it made out of wood? Is it or bamboo?
It's bamboo. Or?
It's bamboo.
It's a bamboo.
And yours is signed here. What's this?
It's a master.
It's master craftsman. So these are like a Stradivarius version of the panpipes. Yeah, okay, so it would have that feel to it. Would you like me to try it?
Yeah, please. I give it for that.
Oh, so it's kind of like an empty Coke bottle in some ways, isn't it?
Yeah.
I have to wipe myself on. I'm not very good at this, but
maybe
I'll leave it to it. You mentioned earlier on that you've got an arm injury. Do you have one arm? Is it gone or what's the?
No, I was born like that, so I think it's because of the Chernobyl explosion. You know
how from Moldova, Chernobyl. What's the connection?
It's not far away. It's like I don't know, 300-400 kilometers from that place, and the radiation goes out. You know, and that affects my parents.
And were you born that way then?
Yep.
Born with the arm. What year were you born in?
In 88.
In 88, okay. Yeah. And you obviously love music and you know...
I live in that, you know, because I've born in a musical family. My parents are musicians and my sister's a musician as well, so...
And you mentioned earlier that the reason you play the panpipes is largely because you have the one arm, so it's too difficult. But not with the panpipes, obviously.
Not with the panpipes.
Okay, what do you like to play on the panpipes? Would you like to play something that you enjoy now, rather than me asking you to play something?
You know, I'm trying to develop this instrument in classical as well in jazz music.
You play something, because I give out about the panpipes, Julian, but you're changing my mind now with your talent today, which is good.
I hope so.
You're an evangelical panpiper. Play us something that you think will convince the doubters like me around the place.
Okay, I'll try to play a piece named Spain of G. Corea. It's a jazzy piece.
Jazzy piece?
Jazz piece.
I love jazz. That's good.
So, it's like...
Julian, I'm thinking of Anchorman, jazz flute, but it's panpipes. You've been a great sport for coming in to us this morning. And are we talking to Julian later on for The Great Escape later on? Will you come back and play it for the competition? Okay, I won't say goodbye properly. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's Julian, live panpiper from Moldova. We couldn't find an Irish one, live in studio, and we're very happy to have him here this morning.
Tubridy on 2FM. Text 51552.
Quick blast there, Julian. Our Moldovan panpiper joins us again. Just anything at all.
Any of
Marconi? Or traditional, traditional. Just to remind us, the panpipe. I see, this is wasted on radio in some way. You've got a kind of a Bieber fringe, right?
Yeah.
And as you're playing, your hair flicks manically from left to right. So it's a great visual, and we're going to tell everyone about a concert you're going to be playing on. You're going to be solo with a super big band. We'll tell everyone about that in a second. Text on the subject of panpipes. It's a mixed reaction, Julian. I hope you don't take any offence.
No.
Good man. Could this just be the start of Tune That Name? It's a panpipe thing, which is definitely something worth considering. That poor piper is going to collapse. He'll have no wind left in him because, you know, when I'm doing the Great Escape competition, we made you work for your money there, so sorry about that. And we're going to do it again in a second. Where would we be as human beings, says the text, without the ability to have a giggle during dark days? Thank you for the light relief. You have me in stitches with the panpipes. Laughter is a free tonic to be used liberally these days. God, I hate the panpipes, says the text. I'd run a mile rather than listen to it. My puppy's ears are pricked up listening to it. I associate it with nursing homes and hospitals. Horrible. He can keep going till he's purple in the face and I'll still despise that sound. Isn't it? People get very exercised about these things. I'm sorry about that. I used to work for QVC, says Georgina, and we used to sell a panpipe CD featuring Oasis' Wonderwall, which was the funniest thing ever. And one wants to know, can Julian play the panpipe part from Kill Bill? Do you know that?
I think it's a lead of Ennio Morricone, in fact.
Oh, right. So, do you want to try a bit of Ennio Morricone?
I think it's that one.
Fab. Ah, super. No, no, it's great. I mean, the fact that you can do that just on a whim is just extraordinary talent. I do need to mention our competition, but before I do that, I want to say hello to Sarah. Good morning, Sarah.
Hi.
How are you?
Grand. Sorry about that.
We spoke yesterday because you told us about your wedding and remind us about the music you had at your wedding.
I had the panpipes playing during the ceremony.
You had.
And beautiful.
And which songs did you have panpiping at your wedding?
Will Young's Evergreen, Summertime, A Whole New World, and She Moves Through the Fair.
Lovely. Summertime and The Living's Easy.
Yeah.
Do you know how to play Summertime? Keep going, I love it. Fish are jumping. Sarah, you have me convinced now. I am impressed, and that was a good choice because often Summertime is butchered by some poor girl who can't sing at the end of a wedding sing song. But that's actually quite a nice version of it.
Yeah, no, it was beautiful there, absolutely beautiful. And you cheered me up now and this morning when I turned on to FM and I heard him.
When you heard Julian?
Yeah.
Playing his panpipes. He's from Moldova. Do you remember I asked yesterday, is there anyone out on this island who can play panpipes? And we got nothing other than a good tip off about a man from Moldova who's studying a master's in panpipery in the DIT.
And
here he is. So you have a set of panpipes, don't you, Sarah?
Yeah.
They were in your wedding box or something, isn't that right?
Yeah, they were.
Did you dig them out?
No. Well, I did, but I'm in college at the moment, so I can't.
You didn't bring them with you?
No.
Okay, we might get you going. What are you studying in college?
Psychology.
Enjoying
and social studies, yeah.
Enjoying it, okay. Well, look, you now have panpipes. It's all because of you, and we'll get another bit of music from Julian for you.
And so you could get them on the toy show as well on the second.
Oh, well done, Sarah. Let's have the whole thing. Let's replace the house band with the panpiper.
I booked off work and everything. We have a toy show party every year.
And who comes to it?
My sister-in-law and her kids, and we put up our decorations that day and just watched the toy show with the lights of the Christmas tree on.
The only bad thing about presenting the toy show is I can't watch it because I used to love watching Pat and Gabe doing it. But nevertheless, it's the most fun night of the week, of the year, I should say. And not only
I love it.
Do you know when I'm doing it? When I get to the end of it, I swear to God, I could do it five times over again because it's so much fun. I saw the toys yesterday for the first time. I had a look at preview.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be really good. And also they're going to be Santa-friendly toys for because Santa doesn't have as much dough as he used to make the toys, you know?
Yeah.
So we're going to make sure.
But as soon as you come on the radio every morning, my younger son always says, oh, there's Willy Wonka from the Chocolate Factory.
You've just made my day. I've always wanted to be Willy Wonka. Listen,
that's who he refers to.
Listen, you should see me when I go to the toy shop. They stop and glare and say, the toy man. And that's a real pleasure, I have to say. Listen, good luck in college, Sarah.
Right, thank you very much, Ryan. Thanks for cheering me up today.
Yeah, listen, that's our pleasure. And thanks for joining us on the programme.
great. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. That Marconi tune Julian just played is from Once Upon a Time in America, Sergio Leone gangster film. Can you play Born to Run by Bruce Springsteen? That's a bit tough. Hang on. Love the Pan Pipes and was wondering, can Julian play Fernando by ABBA? From Mike.
Fernando?
I'm actually doing it with my hands. No, that's going to be a bit tricky. But we do need, Ryan, it sounds like you're really getting into the Pan Pipes, says Christine. Do you think I've become a fan of the Pan Pipe, Julian?
Yeah,
you
I think? Hope so. And I'd like to.
Okay, let's take something else from you from the Pan Pipes. I don't care what it is. It's musician's choice.
Musician choice. Okay.
What do you feel like?
I know that you're doing a show on the TV.
Yeah, in the Late Night Show, yes.
So I'd like maybe to play that tune.
Oh, do you know the tune? Do you know the song from
sure.
the... Yeah. Hey, this could be the beginning of a whole new thing. Come on.
If you know, yeah.
Baseline there. Wow, thank you so much, and the crowd are in. Thank you very much, good evening, and welcome to the programme. On tonight's show, yada yada yada, yada yada yada, and Mr. Magoo. Oh, excellent work. Julian, you have been such a good sport, and I want to tell everyone that they can go and see you. The legend of Monica Bonney at the National Concert Hall.
Yeah.
Who's Monica Bonney?
It was a teacher in the AT Conservatory, percussion and drums teacher.
Okay, great stuff. And you're playing on Saturday the 26th of November.
Of November, yeah.
And it celebrates the life of the late Monica Bonney. She was, as you say, she was a teacher, and over the years she shared the stage with singers like Bing Crosby and Nat King Cole and Sammy Davis Jr. Wow. Yes. I must find out more about this woman. She died only in April of 2011, and it's the DIT Conservatory of Music and Drama, 8 p.m. National Concert Hall, tickets 15 and 10 euros. That's very good value. nch.ie for more details. Are you going to be playing solo with the big band?
Yes, I'm going to. I'm like a concert soloist with a big band, and also there is other concert in April. 22nd of April, I'm going to play also in the National Concert Hall. I'm going to perform with the Symphonic Orchestra of DIT.
Great. Well, Liam and Navin says, more Pan Pipes, please, please, please. That's three. When is that guy playing? Well, we've just told you, Julian's playing Saturday, November 26th at the Concert Hall. I've thoroughly enjoyed. It's been surreal, but most enjoyable, Julian. Thanks for joining us this morning. Maybe come back and Pan Pipe for us again sometime.
I'm grateful.
There you are. Do you want to go out in a bit of Pan Pipe before I hit the outbreak there?
Yeah, what do you want?
What do you want? what's anyone like? We didn't do any beat. Oh, you did yesterday, yeah. Gabriel's oboe from The Mission, maybe something like that?
I don't know.
You don't know it?
Yeah.
Oh, of course, that's his oboe, you see. It's not Gabriel's Pan Pipe. that's a different song. You pick something. Do you know a bit of Mozart, maybe?
Yeah, I could play some Mozart.
Yeah, a bit of Mozart.
Do you know the lead from The Magic Flute?
Well, listen, it's most appropriate.